I lost my son in December of 2022. I've worked for the prosecutor since about 2006. I was hired in at the county, and one of my roles was working directly for Summit County Prosecutor Sherry Bevin Walsh at the time. And I ironically tracked these cases, these overdose fentanyl poisoning cases that we started prosecuting with the county. So I was definitely, I mean, not highly educated on the subject, but somewhat educated on the subject. Constantly talked to my kids about not doing drugs, definitely not taking pills or anything from somebody you might not know because you don't know what's in them. And I truly never thought it would happen to me. It wasn't a thought that crossed my mind on a regular basis. And it changed who I am at the core of my being, changed me as a person, as a mother, as a worker. And I really just don't want another mother, unfortunately, to go through or feel the way I do on a daily basis from the time I wake up to the time I shut my eyes. Some nights I don't sleep. And that's why this is so important to me, for other people to know, to talk to your kids, to make sure. I know we can't control everything, but there's got to be more. There's got to be more of this, more of people like me coming forward and saying, yes, this happened to me. My son was poisoned by a pill that he was purchased or given. I don't know. And I truly just want everyone to know that we were just a regular middle class family. And here I am now, visiting the cemetery on Christmas and things that you just never really saw yourself doing before. Sorry if I'm going off on a tangent. Anyway, I want people to know that it can happen to them. And they are now putting this stuff in things that are being provided to younger children or more enticing to younger children. And that is a huge problem. I mean, you've got a 23-year-old kid who should have been able to make an informed decision and didn't. And then you've got kids who don't think twice about, taking a gummy or something from a friend or a brownie or food or whatever. And so you have that out there too. And it's just really bothersome to me that someone else could go on the rest of their life. And there are others out there feeling the way I do. And I really just want everyone to know that it can happen to you, unfortunately. And I don't want it to. So we want to get the word out there.
So your son was 23 at the time. Was he at a party, or do you know?
He was at a friend's house and he had been like partying, shall we say, that day, but it wasn't like a large party by any means. He went over to a friend's house.
Yeah, and that is very concerning that if it could happen to a 23-year-old, because that person is certainly an adult by that time. But like you said, these kinds of pills and substances are being provided more and more often to younger people as well. And I guess that's where we could then move the conversation over to Elliot, and you could talk to us about this awareness campaign and also the kind of trends that you're seeing in the prosecutor's office when you're seeing these cases come in, the ages of people involved, and then, what you're trying to do.
First, I do want to just thank Jen for sharing her story. I've known Jen as long as I've worked in the prosecutor's office. She's an amazing person and a wonderful mother. And it's really incredible of her to share this story as part of this awareness campaign. I think one of the unique things about this campaign is the one pill can kill. Don't risk it. When the opiate epidemic hit in 2016, 2017, I think Nick would have been about 17 at the time. I think what we saw were people who were heroin addicts who were then dying due to fentanyl, the introduction of fentanyl. And so I think people kind of told themselves at a certain point, well, if I'm a heroin addict, I'm using needles, then I'm at risk. But what we're really trying to make people aware of in the campaign here is exactly what Jennifer said, is that you don't know what you're taking, whether it's a gummy or one pill or whatever. You have no idea what's in it. And it could be simply just one pill that could cause you to lose your life.
So tell me about this awareness campaign. What does it involve? And I do know that there are some billboards. Is there more than one, and where can people see them?
Yes, 9 billboards up there throughout Summit County. We are doing interviews. As I mentioned, Jen has been incredible at sharing this story and showed a willingness to keep sharing her story and making people aware. We are talking about it on social media whenever we can. and really just trying to get the word out as much as possible.
Beside the fact that you're trying to get the word out about this, the prosecutor's office also charged with prosecuting crimes that are related to this. What kinds of trends are you seeing with regard to the perpetrators of these crimes?
Well, I will say that we, as the county prosecutor's office, deal with a lot of our crimes locally. I mean, we're dealing with what happens here in the county. And, you know, we see multiple kinds of drug dealers. You know, we see some who are also addicts, and it's kind of fewer and far between. But what we most often see are people who are really trying to profit. And once you kind of recognize that addiction is a disease and should be treated, then you kind of begin to look at drug dealers as someone who's essentially preying on someone who had the disease.
Again, one more time, as far as, you know, what your message is and how long you will be running this campaign.
We'll be running it for the next few weeks, I would say through the end of April. You know, and I think that the poster here, the billboard, "Don't Risk It, Fentanyl Kills," and "One Pill Can Kill." I think that's the main message.
I don't know if you saw the billboards or really took a look at them. In the bottom right-hand corner, I have five children, but my youngest is in seventh grade at Bullock Middle School. Her name's Amelia, and we do Summit County Prosecutor's Office does a kids calendar contest every year. So her drawing was featured. And she has a picture, you know, the usual drawings of drugs with the circle and the line through it. But then next to it, she drew a coffin. She drew a coffin next to hers. And that really hit home for our office. So it was decided that not only would Nick's face be on those billboards and lead that campaign, but they wanted her picture to be on there as well. So that was very touching to us. Like I said, I want people to know that we were just an average family and didn't think that we would be talking to you right now about this campaign. One other thing that I think bothers me after all the reading I've done and therapy and grief support is when you tell someone that your child overdosed, it's kind of the end of a conversation, right? Nobody really knows what to say. And I find that to be untrue, personally. My son was poisoned. He, you know, overdose, I think, is, while everybody understands that term, I'm not exactly sure they truly know what it is. I mean, to me, he would have had to know what he was taking and intentionally take too much of it. And I know he didn't do that. While he made a mistake, he should have had all the facts about what he was doing. So my belief is that we are just really using the wrong terminology. He was poisoned, not an overdose.
Yeah, because the idea of when somebody says it's an overdose, possibly the assumption is that there's somebody that's a habitual user and they just took too much, right?
Correct.
And in this case, it's just somebody who took a pill that they thought was okay, and it turned out to not be okay.
Yeah, and I think truly that's what's happening. Like Elliot had said, that's really not the heroin users like it used to be, like we used to see. It's just anyone. I can't even wrap my head around it.